Hello, brothers and sisters. Hope you guys are having a good week. I came across this devotional. I just want to share it with you guys. Touch my heart. I hope it touches y'all's heart today. The title of this devotional is called The Master Key. It is written by Billy Graham. And the scripture reading is Joshua 24:24. And the Lord and the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will serve, and his voice will we obey. I knew a wealthy father who refused to give his son a bicycle because the boy's report card showed disgraceful low marks. The yard was not raked, and other assignments have not been carried out. I'm sure the father would not have not been wise to lavish gifts upon such a disobedient and grateful son. He was not being cruel or stingy. He simply knew his son needed to learn responsibility. God too wants us to learn responsibilities. Yes, we are saved by his grace, but we are also called to be responsible disciples, learning to follow Jesus by obeying God's will. The Bible warns, if you do not obey the voice of God, the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you. 1 Samuel 12:5. If you want God to hear your prayers, surrender your selfishness, your stubbornness to Him, and then humbly seek His will. Obedience is the master key to effective prayer. And the hope for day is, do you want to unleash the power of prayer in your life? Ask God to open your eyes to an area of disobedience that may be hindering your efforts. Then watch what He can do with the prayers of a righteous person. Amen, brothers and sisters. You guys bow with me. We'll have just a few minutes of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we just thank you for another day, just to be alive and to be able to go out there into that world and be what you need us to be, Lord. I pray for dropping the ball, that we pick the ball back up and re-run it, Lord. That our time on this earth is drawing near. The time is getting close. I pray our eyes be on you. That we just drop all this disobedience and yield to your will. That it doesn't matter about our life, but about the people around us that are lost, that are needing a hope. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ, amen.